brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I think that was the most jam-packed 30-minute interview I've ever done with Ron Paul. I probably interviewed the guy. Been interviewing him since 1996. Probably interviewing him about 10, 12 times a year. That's a lot of interviews. Hundreds of times. I think that one was power-packed. There's probably five or six big news stories just out of that interview right there. Yeah, they're definitely getting ready to hit Pakistan. I mean, they've got the safety off. They got the gun pointed at Pakistan. They're now claiming the Pakistani government's working with al-Qaeda and the Taliban, when it's actually al-Qaeda and Taliban bombing and trying to overthrow the government right now because they work for the globalists, of course. They take blow up the Serbs. They go after the Iraqis. They go after the Iranians. And then their mommy, the U.S. government, constantly says they're about to get us. Yeah, the globalists radicalized the Muslims. Hitler did it first, and then it was continued by the West. And then now I forgot about that. I was watching Fox this morning while I'm jogging on the treadmill, and they've got the former CIA head of counterterrorism going, oh, yeah, they probably got with no evidence. Reporter didn't press him, none of it. And that one babyface reporter on there, used to be on CNN, and, you know, with that fake smile, he's going, oh, thank you for the information. Yeah, we think they've got a nuke. The Taliban's got a nuke, and so we got to go in there. They've stolen a nuke from Pakistan. No evidence, just lying. That now they just don't say Saddam's got big WMD factories, so that was made up, with inspectors all over the country under UN control. Now they just say, oh, yeah, there's some nukes floating around, and the fact that they're putting that out may mean they may vaporize a U.S. city and say the Keebler elves did it, and then this whole police state they've built for the American people they claim was for al-Qaeda, the jaws of that bear trap close on us. For the next hour, Bob Chapman is with us. We're going to cover the economic news in this segment, the next. I'm going to sit here and try to shut up and have Bob go over Chrysler, GM, Ford, saying they may go into bankruptcy, what's happening with the banks, the latest news, why gold's going up. And then we're taking nothing but your phone calls with Bob Chapman, and then into the third hour, fourth hour, nothing but phone calls and news today. Big breaking news we've got here ourselves with government documents and things that I've got to read over during the breaks and double-check some things and make some phone calls. Some big news we're going to be breaking probably. A lot of other stuff going on. Exciting. The movement of liberty is exploding and growing. And Ron Paul agrees the Excalibur, the silver bullet, is auditing the Fed. They're total criminals. We know they've committed crimes. And then the arrest can start. And you heard him. He says, no, they're dangerous. They will make moves. They'll set off nukes. They'll start wars. But if we've inoculated everybody psychologically that they'll do that, when they make that move, that'll only backfire worse in their face. This is like three-dimensional chess, folks. Okay, and you got to really get into game theory and history and how the enemy operates and their MO and their psychology and what they're going to do and past operations. And they'll throw curveballs, but they'll throw curveballs out of a certain spectrum of operations they've done in the past. So you've got to always be integrating that information into the full spectrum analysis to understand what's going to happen. And the number one thing you got to have is courage. Courage to be in prison. Courage to be killed. Courage to be destroyed in the media. The truth is, though, it's the big boys like myself and Bob Chapman and Ron Paul and many others that are on the tip of the spear here. You don't have anything to fear except standing up and speaking out and getting involved. That's where the danger is for you. Last night, though, I was sitting there researching at about midnight, and it just hit me, you know, like a ton of bricks. It hits me sometimes. Not fear, just, man, you go on the air and you expose how they ship in the heroin and cocaine. They don't like that. Man, you expose how they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines to bring in the one-child policy and eugenics. Man, you're exposing the eugenics wars. They don't like that. You're changing paradigms with your army of great listeners and activists who know what's happening. And then it was heartening, though. I said, you know, whatever they do to me, no matter how bad it is, and I just put my faith in God, I trust in God, I try to be the best person I can be, I try to analyze things, I try to tell the truth as best I can. It doesn't mean I'm perfect. Don't make mistakes. And I just said, God, it's in your hands. I just can't believe I'm in this position. I can't believe this is really happening. I can't. It's just amazing. And it's an honor and a blessing, no matter what happens to me in this fight, because I do it for the innocents. I do it for the women and children out there. I do it for humanity. Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster.com. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Exciting things are happening behind the scenes, that's all I can say. It's just fun to actually count in humanity, to actually be on the side of the good guys, and to sleep good at night and have a good conscience. And I just thank God every day. I just thank God every day that I didn't go over to the dark side. Let's go to somebody else who's fighting the dark side. Bob Chapman ran the biggest gold and silver private brokerage firm in the world. Was in military intelligence before that, had the largest newsletter until the 90s when he retired. He came back out of retirement. It's one of the biggest again, the internationalforecaster.com. And Bob, of course, is instrumental with G. Edward Griffin and with Gary Allen and others putting out books and publications. He helped finance and put out None Dare Call a Conspiracy, the book that woke me up. I already had a lot of pieces of the puzzle, but I guess I read it when I was about 13, 14. And so we really always love having Bob Chapman on with us. I want to take a lot of calls today, Bob, which I know you always like to do. So that's coming up in the next segment. So much is going on, but what is most important on the economic front right now, Bob?
Well, there's a number of things, but I want to make a comment to what you were talking to Ron Paul about at the very end, and that was this supposed Pakistan Taliban has a nuke. I have a direct line into the Ranger outfit that's guarding the nuclear facilities in Pakistan. And, you know, if they had gone into those facilities in any way, we'd know about it.
It's ridiculous. What, Pakistan's got 15, 20
totally
nukes,
ludicrous.
And they're all... Well, there's 15, 20 nukes max in Pakistan. They're totally guarded. The U.S. government labs helped AQ Khan build them. Well, I mean, explain how asinine it is to go on Fox for people and say the Taliban stole a nuke out of a base.
Well, I don't think that there's anything they could steal because they're not at bases. And if they have one, they had to have gotten it from someplace else. And I don't think China or Russia or anybody else, England, France, I don't think they were about to give them a nuclear device. So it's all poppycock.
It really is ridiculous.
But it is dreadful the way that they come out on these major news media outlets and don't tell the truth.
Oh.
But anyway, the big news now is in the news. Of course, the stock market's up because the worse the news gets, the more the market goes up. And it's up 132 points today. But it will go back down again, believe me. The big news, number one, by June 1st, General Motors will probably be out of business. Chrysler will probably be out of business next week.
Yeah, let me just throw this in, and then I want to get your take on it, because I forgot to make this point. I was watching Fox, CNN, all the channels, just kind of scanning today, and then I was scanning radio driving into work, and they were saying on there, like it was a good thing, they're going to chop Chrysler and GM up in lots of little pieces, instead of that infrastructure being national security, with all the money that, you know, we're going to have socialism, that should be kept there. No, they're saying they're going to just sell it off to foreigners, including the head of Fiat, who's one of the co-chairs of Bilderberg. Go ahead.
You're absolutely right about that. And they've been deeply involved in Bilderberg. It's an aluminous company, Fiat. And so they're talking about Chrysler going down next week. I think Ford will make it. I think one of the reasons why is that they cleaned inventory in a very logical and simple way. What they've been doing with their excess vehicles is shipping them out of the country, and they're selling them at employee cost. That's what they call it. But you know, you can buy a $32,000 vehicle for $25,000 if you live in Italy or Mexico or Chile or wherever. And they've been discounting, for about probably 6 months now. And so they've cleaned up their inventory. They're not making a lot of money, but they're making a little money. But they're not sitting on the inventory of cars that others are. And I think it's really helped them. It was very, very smart. Instead of getting into this, well, we'll give you 60 months.
Didn't take the bailout money and actually spent family money and other things that still own a large share, knowing that the feds were going to come in and take control of Ford. They said that, 5 months ago?
That's correct. And so anyway, I think they got a shot at it. It's not going to be any piece of cake. They may need help, too. But I think that they'll stay in business. And I'm happy about that. At least one of them will survive. Chrysler was a smaller company. And General Motors is really the one that hurts employment-wise and structurally for America. And this is all the result. And the problems we're having in the economy are all the result of free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing. This is where it all comes from. Anyway, the second large item today is the statements made by the CEO of Bank of America, which now owns Merrill Lynch. He said that he was told when he wanted to kill the Merrill Lynch deal that he had to make the deal. And he was told that by Mr. Paulson, who was told to say that by Mr. Bernanke. So you have a private organization telling people what to do in America, and I'm sure they told him that if he didn't do what they told him to do, his life would be one long misery after that. And, of course, Paulson is on record now of having said that to him. And it also included the bonuses. He didn't want to do the bonuses after the deal was done with Merrill. And they said, you better do them or we're going to fire the board and you too. And so he wanted to keep his job. So he lied. This is Lewis, the head of Bank of America. And he broke the law. And he screwed the shareholders who didn't know that these things were going on. And Mr. Bernanke and Mr. Paulson have both stepped over the line. They've both broken the law. Now, whether that means anything or not in our life in Washington today remains to be seen. I mean, they get these two guys from AIPAC who are supposed to go on trial, and they're talking about not trying them. I mean, the whole thing is upside down. So in Washington, they do anything they feel like doing, so they probably won't do anything about these people breaking the law. The very fact that they've done it, the lying, the perpetual lying and duplicity and deceit. I mean, these people are totally, without compunction, they're totally evil.
Well, that was my next question. I want to get back into Pelosi and this other congresswoman and bragging that, oh, we'll cover up Israeli spies. And then on top of that, you have Geithner saying, I don't have to pay taxes. I'll just run the Treasury Department. In the past, if you had any tax trouble, you couldn't be a mail boy at a Treasury facility in any connection. Or if your company had any tax problems, you couldn't do business. You couldn't supply, water cooler water or coffee for them. And now it's just, it literally is going to seed. And then Iran grabs this spy. I'm not defending Iran, folks, okay? You know, the whole issue is this is reality. She confesses. They have one of their little semi-legalese courts. And then they say, how dare you? We need to invade Iran. You're being mean to her. Your courts aren't real. While they torture people for 7 years and then roll it out as evidence and say that they can grab U.S. citizens under the Military Commissions Act. An enemy combatant designation, that we have no rights. So when we torture, it's good. But when they just try someone for spying, and then meanwhile, Bob, the White House, going back for years, and it's been all over the news, as you know, but for those that haven't checked, they admit they're using Wahhabist Sunnis to attack Iran and stage terror attacks inside the country. That's admitted mainstream news. So they admit they're spies. Israel announced they've got spies and destabilization operations in Iran. It's all admitted. They're assassinating people. It's on record. They grab a spy, and our media says it's impossible. There's no such thing as spies. Oh, they're horrible. I mean, the propaganda is so brutish. Go ahead.
Well, I think they've, again, reached this point of arrogance that they don't care, but they've got military operations going on inside of Iran, both Israel and the United States, and been going on for a long time, and it's wrong. And you're right about what you say, and here they're making an issue out of somebody get caught spying. Well, they do it all the time. They've done it for years. AID for years and years has been a CIA front, and there's been many others. And they set up one corporation, do their spying, and then shut it down, and then start another corporation.
And by the way, folks, they don't care about this woman. You might want to explain to him, Bob, if you're a spy and really get caught, like in Cambodia or Vietnam or Korea or Russia, they just write you off. Stalin grabbed 20-something thousand U.S. troops out of Nazi camps, POWs, and British, and they just gave them to him. They just gave. That's on record. That's what they think of you, military, police, intelligence. Bob?
Well, you're absolutely right. And, of course, what Eisenhower did in Operation Keel Haul at the end of the war was unspeakable. I mean, one human being shouldn't ever do that to another, like torture. And what Eisenhower did was he turned over a couple of million Ukrainian troops and families to the Russians, who had been fighting against Russia in the Eastern Front. And they put them in a valley and just trained the artillery on them and blew them to pieces. And so, this is the kind of thing that really upset Patton. And that's why the CIA murdered Patton.
And that's now been declassified, by the way. We've always known that, but now we know how they killed him dead in a hammer. But We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Bob Chapman's our guest. Your call straight ahead.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Red alert, folks. Red alert. This is not a drill. Ron Paul's bill to audit the Federal Reserve Bank is now before the House Financial Service Committee and has garnered 55 co-sponsors. The fate of this groundbreaking legislation could be determined at any time. All who understand that the Fed and its system of debt-based fiat money is the cause of the recent crisis and at the core of all of our nation's problems must take immediate action. On Saturday, April 25th, be at the nearest Federal Reserve Bank or office for the second nationwide End the Fed rally. Support H.R. 1207 with your sign, with your voice, with your presence, and help educate others and let the world know that there is a grassroots movement for sound money in America. On Monday, April 27, support the bill to audit the Fed by calling your representatives as we melt the congressional switchboard. Add your voice to thousands of others and demand that H.R. 1207 be passed. Visit endthefed.us for more information and get involved. Audit the Fed. Thank you very much.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
At the end of this hour, continue with your phone calls. But as promised, wide open phones throughout the rest of the show, interspersed with key little tidbits of news, like this article, California gun decision muddles Second Amendment waters, up on InfoWars.com. And it is a ruling saying you don't have a right to own guns. It's just unbelievable that is coming up. These people are such criminals. Matthew in Alabama, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up? I'm actually not sure if I'm talking something on this on the subject at the moment, but I'm just going to say I've had a pretty eventful 2 months now. I'll be fully admit when I say that I did not believe any of this stuff that y'all talked about on like InfoWars or any of that the past few years. I haven't really even been paying attention to it at all. But I've had a few things happen to me the past couple months that have been very interesting. One of which, a good friend of mine, his father is actually a police officer in the town I'm at. And he told me that a federal agent came in the, the building or whatever he works at, and told them that August this year, that the federal government is going to take over their precinct or whatever that they work at. Does that sound like it's anything? Does that sound fishy to you at all?
It's called total federalization, martial law, tyranny to do that. Let me go ahead and just give you a headline. You know, I talk about all this news. Let me go ahead and just find this for you. This is out of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And then it's also in the Arizona Republic. Guys, put this up on screen. DPS, U.S. Marshals, merge is the headline. DPS, U.S. Marshals, merge. And then it says the state police and federal marshals are merging. They're special units that track Arizona fugitives in a move. They say will save money. They say they're going to get rid of sheriffs, too, with a growing number of arrest warrants being issued. And it says that the state police will now be under the feds, that they're going to be in the same office, same meetings. Bob, this is it. It's really happening.
It's a federalization of all of the enforcement agencies to come under the federal government. And it's going to lead to no good end because it's not going to work, and the people are going to be very upset about it.
Well, Bob, I know you've seen these articles, but every couple days now I see it from news reports all over the country. And we've got that up on screen. For some reason, the computer has got it in a selection area where it's selecting favorites. So let's put that up on PrisonPlanet.tv without that. Yeah, DPS, U.S. Marshals, merge. But, of course, it's for a good reason. Track fugitives. You're not for the fugitives. And, oh, the Marines are running checkpoints to stop drunk drivers and searching U.S. citizens with sidearms on their side. But it's to stop drunks. You're not for drunks, are you? And, oh, yeah, there was a mass shooting and the Army popped up, you know, to run checkpoints. But you're not for mass shooters, are you? This is how they're there at a checkpoint where there was a car wreck. Oh, you're for the Army helping folks at a car wreck. This is how they're selling it. But to have the governor 2 weeks ago say no checkpoints with regular Army in Tennessee, and they went ahead and just did it. I mean, Bob, then I get all the reports where they say, oh, we have local liaison officers from Army intelligence that are in our department helping us now. I mean, and then, oh, the local Austin Green Corps that will put the new carbon taxes in on a citywide basis. It's run by all these former Army intelligence guys. And they say in the paper, we're here seeing this as a mission, as running an intelligence operation. I mean, they're now admitting it, Bob. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's certainly out of the venue of the federal government to be doing that. And we all know that. They're going to continue to do what they want to do. There's going to be confrontation sooner or later, and it's not going to be nice. People in counterintelligence generally are trained in intelligence, not counter-espionage activities in some small town in Alabama or Georgia or Arizona. That's not their function. They function in a different area. And I just think perhaps they're giving these people jobs after they retire.
Yeah, but Bob, imagine. Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, they're placing military, everybody in the police departments, as active duty. No. They're active duty, Bob. I have the mainstream articles. Active duty Army is sitting in the police departments. I mean, it's unbelievable. What is your, is Matthew still there?
Yeah,
Matthew,
I don't want to bust in on the conversation, but I just wanted to make sure I get these two things in right now.
Yeah, but tell us. Well, stay there. Don't hang up. I want to hear what your family member thinks, the cop, having the Fed show up and say, we're in command. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
You know, you think I'd comb my hair for TV. Put some hairspray in it. It's always sticking out in different directions because I just come in here and I'm like, we're going live on TV. Let's do it. Then I notice I look like buckwheat on a bad morning. Little rascals. Okay, going back to Bob Chapman and to the caller was bringing up a situation in Alabama. We're talking to Matthew. So recap, basically the feds come in, they say to one of your relations that we're going to be taking over in August. Tell folks about that.
Okay, I have a good friend of mine. His father is a police officer in the town I'm at, and he was telling me a story of how a federal agent came in and talked to the chief at the precinct and was telling them that starting in August this year that their precinct is going to be under control of the federal government. He was telling me about this, and I was kind of freaking out about it, but to add more to this story, If anyone has seen anything about these Amero coins going out here at all, I work in a retail store, and someone tried to use that as money because it is, at first glance, it looks like a gold dollar. And then I looked at it more, and it says Union of North America. So I told the guy, look, I'd just give him a dollar and get it if he didn't mind. And he pretty much, I could tell he didn't even know what it was. And I took it to the police officer and I showed my friend's dad and showed it to him. And he was very confused by this. And he's actually trying to look in it right now until I find out all over the internet now that these Amero coins are supposed to be used in the future. And I'm telling my parents and my family about all this, and my dad believes every bit of it. My mom, you know, everyone's kind of all over the place. But the one thing that I'm calling in the most of that I wanted you to know, Alex, and I want everyone to know out there is there any possible way I can upload this video so that y'all can see this? Because I'm sure you've probably heard about the other link to this that pretty much has woken me up and made me realize that, oh, Lord, some things are going on that I'm not even aware of in this world. Is, you know, the whole coffin thing right now? I found someone on YouTube put in a quadrant where you can find all of the coffins that are set around the entire country. And one is out in Opa-locka, Alabama, which isn't but like a 30 to 45 minute drive for me.
Well, you got to watch that, though. The establishment puts out fake maps, fake camps, so they can then go debunk it. But yes, we were sent photos. We do know where some are in Alabama. They are plastic.
Yeah, but there's something different to this, though, because I took a video camera with me earlier this week on a day off. And I was actually going to make a video of how I thought this stuff was fake, and I was going to show up there because there, the quadrant I have, I printed off the directions there, and I thought it was going to be fake. And when I showed up, I was freaking out because they were actually there. And I got out, and I went to go, and I took some photos of this. And there's some different things to these coffins that other people have not seen on the other videos on YouTube.
Okay, are you saying, let me stop you. Let me stop you, because what happens is we take a call, then it goes for an hour, and then no callers get on, no guests get on, nothing happens. I want to hear this, but you're saying you don't know how to upload the video?
No, I'm not near a computer right now.
Okay, you're telling
us
about it.
I'm calling on a phone.
No, I understand you're on a phone. You said you needed help uploading, and I believe I heard you say that.
No, yeah. Well, what I mean is I've looked on InfoWars and I didn't see any forums or anything like that where I could go and upload videos or something like that.
No. Just upload it to YouTube and we'll link to it. And just write in the description where you saw it and what happened. But I believe we already have photos of that Alabama facility. It's in the middle of a clearing in the woods, right?
Yeah, but has anyone put up that each one of these markers? I got out of my car and I walked over real quickly, trying to make sure no one was looking because I was kind of freaking out, I'll be honest.
It's
but
okay.
If anyone hasn't noticed, all of these coffins have markers on them. They're all they're either yellow and they're from the ones I saw were yellow and blue. And I actually went inside the facility that was near there, and they have spray painted. They have spray painted the dates each time that they come back and put another upload of coffins.
Yes. Well, listen, you got to get this, sir. Yes, we're aware of that. But this is for the CDC during mass plagues that they will probably release themselves, which they've been caught doing before. That's why we say they got the MO. They do it. They're into killing us. They're into eugenics. Listen, we'll put you on hold. Give me your name and number. If you want me to give you a FedEx number to overnight us that video, we will get it. We will upload it, you know, I guess by next Monday or maybe even this weekend. Or you can upload it yourself and we'll link to it. But please write us a description. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Bob Chapman, I try to go through a lot of calls, but every call seems to be, you know, like that. And most of them pan out to be accurate calls. You know, legitimate, pretty wild stuff, huh? It is amazing, Bob. You ready to take another call,
Bob? It's wonderful that these people are bringing the information in. It's just like, and you experience the same thing I do, all day long, all night long, from all over the world, I'm getting articles and videos and all kinds of stuff that I would have never gotten otherwise. I can't research everything. And it's like the world out there, there are enough people that are on a bombing mission sending me this stuff, and I'm sure you're getting it like that as well. And, you know, I run it twice a week and you run it on the program. And I think it's fantastic.
What I can't stand, because I wish none of this was true. I mean, I want to have just a good life and enjoy myself. But 99% of the time, what they're calling in with ends up being true. I mean, you know, that's what keeps freaking me out, is that I've already been sent by a truck driver the information. I'm already describing what he's seen in Alabama, and he's gone and gotten even more. And it's just at some point, it's amazing. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Scott in Illinois. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, Alex, I finally found something to disagree with you on, but it's a mistake that a lot of people make. From my understanding, 1776, the Tea Party, was not about taxation without representation. It was about the East India Company being allowed to bring in cheap tea and thereby eliminating the local market for tea. So it'd be more about globalization, not about taxation without representation.
It was about a whole bunch of stuff, but they chose the tea because of the tea tax.
Yeah, because the East Indian Company was being allowed to ship in tea without paying that tax and way cheap, where it would undercut everybody in the local market.
So it was corruption by the globalist and that same imperial model where they would use mercantilism to deindustrialize or keep certain nations unindustrialized while keeping the center of the empire being the only place with machine tooling and that had everything. Bob, you want to break down mercantilism?
Well, very simply, it's what we see today is free trade and globalization. And they move in and they corner a market and produce and bring the goods throughout the world, undercutting everybody. The United States, when they first started between 1790 and 1800, they had free trade. And it just about destroyed the country and because of British mercantilism. And they would be shipping all kinds of stuff that they were making, say, in China, into the United States. And, of course, they couldn't compete. They had a higher standard of wages, et cetera, just like they are now. And that was abandoned. And that began the beginnings of the tariffs that were put on goods for all those years up until 1962 when they started to phase them out. And even more so in 1986 when GATT's name was changed from the General Accounting Trades and Tariffs or whatever it was to the World Trade Organization. And, you know, all you have to do is, like you have, Alex, and I, go back in history, spot mercantilism, and bring it into the current day. And that's exactly what they do. They're doing the same thing over again. And only this time, I believe the impetus behind it is not only profit, but the destruction of the economies of the United States, Canada, and Western Europe, because they are the strongest financially and economically in the world. And if they go down economically and financially, the rest of the world will go down with them. And then people will be in a position, these Illuminous hope, that they'll be forced to accept world domination and world government.
And the policies of one-child policies and control that the globalists all hold near and dear, I concur. And the IMF is chortling, going, oh, it's too bad. 90 more million people will go into deep poverty from just being poor middle class. Oh, we're so upset, when their own internal documents that have been leaked, out that we've covered here, are admitting they're engineering all of this, waging war. Explain to people, Bob, why the true elites of the planet want everybody poor under them.
Well, it's a slave society. It's as simple as that. You go back to the pharaohs or any of the kings and dictators through time, you'll find that that's the way they like things. People suppressed. And it's so sociopathic. And we get plenty of sociopaths in our own societies throughout the world today. And they happen to be people who believe in world government for the most part. But they want a finite number of people on the earth to do all the jobs, and they're going to tell them what to do because they know better what's better for them than they do. And so that's what they're up to.
That's right. Ted Turner says we should only be allowed to have one child and then have a license to do it. But at the same time, he had five children, owns dozens of houses, literally dozens of yachts and airplanes. And when he's been asked about that, he says, well, I'm different. So, see,
he says,
he needs to go, you know, commit suicide. I mean, if I'm supposedly need to go kill myself, he needs to go first, him first. You know, with his stupid little mustache and all of his baloney, he's got up and given speeches at the press club calling us useless feeders, Hitler quotes, and he funds the vaccines for little black kids because he cares about them so much. I mean, come on, folks. These people are sickening, disgusting, degenerates, and the enemies of free humanity. They don't think of themselves connected to the rest of humanity or to goals or space exploration or future generations. They don't even care about their own kids. They're all about themselves now. They are the most greedy, self-serving, control freak people out there, and we've got to wrest control of the system from them, don't we, Bob?
We absolutely have to. Otherwise, we're going to be living on our knees for the rest of our lives and for generations to come. They will be subjected. They, the people of the earth, whoever they may be, are going to be subjected to this. And 50 to 90% of the people on the earth today will not be here in the future because they don't want them around.
And they're on record constantly saying it. I think we should forcibly abort the children. By the way, I care about black kids. I have a free shot I want to give them. You wonder why your country in Africa has 46% HIV infection. Oh, I don't know. Hi, I'm Ted Turner. I care about you. Please, please. I'm a eugenicist. And oh, Bill Gates, my friend whose dad is a known eugenicist and heads up Planned Parenthood and constantly talks about too many people. He's got shots for you. Oh, you can't put two and two together, can you? I mean, you know, come on, people. What does it take, Bob? But there's that horror level. People can't admit this to themselves, can they?
It's too diabolical for the average human mind to contemplate. And the only thing that rolls them around is, you know, when they snatch one of their kids and put a bullet in his head, or they see all of this horrible war going on in their backyard, or when there's no food to eat, or when their house has been foreclosed, the vehicle's taken, and they lost their job, and they're living under a bridge. This is what has to happen for people, most of the people in society, to move.
Look,
and they will move as soon as their belly's empty.
But the globalists want to do that at their time to herd all the empty belly people against the middle class, calling them the elite. So we've got to be ready for that. It's very simple,
you know,
folks.
It'll take all forms before we get there. And, you know, what we have to look is at the mission and what is at the end of what we're trying to accomplish. And we're going to make a lot of mistakes along the way, people mistakes, institutional mistakes. But it'll all come out in the end. But it's going to be very painful. It'll be financially and economically disastrous. And in each country, there's a good chance half the people who are alive now will not be alive then.
That's happy news, but that is what the globalists are doing. Look, they want to control the future. They're monopoly men. They want to control your breeding. That's why all these movies and TV shows go, we should license having children. And they show you lots of examples why on TV of, you know, how that's legitimate. Look at all the conditioning. It's everywhere. They want to dominate and control the future. They want it all for themselves. This is so horrible. Justin in Alabama, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I've been trying to get a hold of you for weeks.
Do me a big favor. Turn your radio off. Okay, you've been trying to get a hold of me for weeks. Go ahead, sir.
I'll talk to you about a couple things. First is an organization that I started about 7 or 8 months ago when I first started listening to your show, and a friend of mine that I met at a camp that I go to, because I have CP, and if the elitists had it their way, I'd be dead.
Yeah.
Because I'm no use to the federal government, but I got news for you. I don't give a damn if I'm used to the federal government because I am about the people. I want to free them. I want to use this United Republic of Christ in which I've created to foil the Illuminists because they want to destroy us all.
Okay, fine. Go ahead and blow your website, sir.
Chip thing that they're trying to put out. Youth brigades or nuclear war. Either way it goes, they want to kill us.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call, Justin. Keith in Texas. Keith, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones and Mr. Chapman, pleasure.
Pleasure.
Anyway, okay. First thing, Alex, good choice of music on your show when you come off the commercials. And Mr. Chapman, I got a little food for thought here. We have the gold for so many other countries held here in the Federal Reserve in New York and also in Fort Knox. When everything comes down, don't you think they're going to want their gold back?
I understand that recently Switzerland asked for their gold back, which was being held at the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. I don't know what came of that. I haven't seen anything about it since. And I understand that just recently, in the last couple of weeks, Germany has asked for their gold back as well. Their gold, from what I understand, is segregated. It's being held in a vault at West Point.
Yeah, the info I've got, Bob, and we'll answer this when we get back from your take. There's no gold at Fort Knox, never been audited. They've taken it out. The gold is at the private New York Fed that Geithner perched atop. Then we'll have your comeback to that, Keith, when we come back with Bob Chapman. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing.
You know, we can rant and rave all day. It's real serious what's happening in our society, but it's also very simple. Private interests come in with corporate management strategies. They buy off your governments. They take over. They set up policies to consolidate power and control in their hands. And that's bad for the average person. They're federalizing everything, training you to accept troops on the streets, bankrupting our future, destroying our infrastructure by design on paper. That's the New World Order. Bob Chapman, what is your understanding of where the gold of Fort Knox is? We know they've been very secretive since the 60s of where that went.
Well, we have subscribers who formerly worked there, and they say there's no gold there. And so I think your comment about it being at the Federal Reserve Bank in New York is correct, if in fact U.S. gold is there. I don't know. Nobody does. No audit since 1954. They also hold gold for other countries at that facility, and we know they hold gold at West Point for Germany.
And that's how ridiculously secretive all this is. Congress is just now learning, the congressmen are so ignorant from Ron Paul, that the Fed is thumbing its nose saying no one can look at us, no agency, no branch of government, and he's got 86 sponsors on the show? Ron Paul has 86 sponsors right now to audit these bastards.
Well, it's been a long time coming, and I sure hope it happens, and 86 is quite a bit. But I think by the time this thing gets really rolling, he'll probably have 125 or 150.
Well, what about
and
just there, the
there
issue?
There will be a big fight because the Fed, the bankers, the Wall Street, they will be in there pouring money, like they did when they wanted to get NAFTA passed, into these congressmen's pockets.
Well, absolutely. They're criminals. But, I mean, that is the silver bullet. If you can audit the Fed, and because they've admitted what they've done, all these crimes, foreign money, giving it to private people. I mean, just the issue, though, of showing how it's private and showing that it's above the law, that, I mean, just what Ron Paul's doing, if you just point out what they're doing, it's so criminal, they should fall apart. I mean, the point I'm trying to make here is it's outrageous how openly corrupt this is. It's outrageous how above the law it is. And they're not above the law. So if we just get the word out, Bob, they should implode.
And that's what we're doing. And it is happening. And we're going all over the world with it. Yes, it's an American problem in this case with the Fed. But the rest of the world is very, very interested. You know, how do these people get away with it? How do they continue to get away with it? And why don't you Americans stop it?
Yeah, that's what I get every day from Africa and Asia and Europe. And they go, come on, Americans, we know you're not bad. Do something about the criminals that run you. Bob, I want to keep you 15 minutes to the next hour, if you can do it, to do some more financial updating and talk about what's happening with gold. Then I'm going to do a big news blitz and continue with calls, listeners. But going back to Keith in Texas, did you have anything else you wanted to add, sir?
Well, I mean, the last thing I was going to say is, you know, honestly, if everything gets really, really ugly, I don't think, honestly, that whoever has the gold is going to want to give it back to anybody. And then also, I want to say, everybody listening, you never know if your phone call is going to be that last phone call that gets somebody in Congress or in the Senate to act. So if everybody is diligent, you know, we'll get this stuff taken care of. We'll get this stuff stopped.
I hear you. Exactly. If people take action and say no, the New World Order can't get away with it. It's because we have handed over our responsibility, stop worrying about how government worked, that the vacuum was filled by these crooks. I mean, folks, they made my grandmother, when she was in high school, and she remembers her father turning his gold in, he didn't turn it all in, for paper money. Then they doubled the price of gold a year later, publicly shipped it all to Europe. What they kept, they took from the American people, they put it in Knox, and they won't say where it is. See, I mean, think about it. We took all your gold, we won't say where it is, we're the government, sit down and shut up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.